Time for the KSL In-Depth. College Game Day is broadcasting live from the University of Utah with segments today and the full show tomorrow ahead of the Utah versus Washington football game.
Joining us live is ESPN Game Day co-host Reese Davis. Reese, good morning to you. What do you expect for this game, Utah versus Washington?
Well, I think it's going to be a high-level Pac-12 game, and certainly the winner that sort of takes the mantle as the Pac-12's most likely playoff representative. I mean, I think right now most people believe that Washington is the only team with a chance. But, you know, we've only got a dozen teams in the Power 5 conferences that are either undefeated or have one loss. So I think if Utah were to win the game, then it sort of shifts the dynamic and the perception of their opportunity perhaps to have a really special type of season.
With this type of an atmosphere that you guys set up here, you guys, this is the second year in a row you've come to the University of Utah. It's a fun place, obviously, for, you know, a lot of people to come, beautiful atmosphere. But what is this? How do you choose the places that you go? Obviously, it's a great game, but what's the process look like? And did you go, yeah, we're coming back to Utah, baby?
Yeah, I was really excited about it because I think the number one thing we look for is what is the most significant storyline of the week. It's not always the best game. Now, many times those two things dovetail and, you know, end up being the same thing, but sometimes they're not. And so I think that with this week, you have a matchup of two highly ranked teams. You have one of the stories of the season up to this point in Washington with the way the Huskies have played so far. And it's an opportunity for us to spread out geographically a little bit. It's, you know, we try to maintain as much balance geographically as we can, and just the way things have fallen, we've sort of been east of the Mississippi for this part of the season. So it was a really great opportunity in a setting that we are familiar with from last year, because it was one of the, you know, one of the great crowds of the season. And I hope that they're able to not only duplicate that but exceed it tomorrow morning, because they made for a really lively and fun atmosphere last year when we were here.
Oh, count on it, for sure, Reese. I know we saw John Stockton join you last year. Yep. Any hint as to who might be joining you in that seat this year?
I can tell you this. Actually, I might be able to reveal it. We were just talking about it a few moments ago. We just had it nailed down not too long ago. But I will say this. You will feel like it's more than one person. How about that? I'll put it that way. That'll be the best guess. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to reveal it.
Oh, come on!
that's a pretty good hint if you stop and think about it for a while.
Well, we're going to have to think about it now.
Pretty strong hint.
Good times, Reese. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck with the broadcast this weekend.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on. You guys have a great day.
All right, appreciate it. ESPN Game Day co-host Reese Davis with us on the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Just